Alrighty, it is 7:40 on this Wednesday morning here on WPHM. Things are reopening around the state of Michigan. That includes in the great city of Marysville, where the mayor is joining us right now, Wayne Pyden. Mr. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well. How have you been?
Oh, excellent. As I always say, it's a nice sunshiny day, and the sun always shines in Marysville.
It does indeed. It's been a really interesting few months, though, as things have been closed. Now things are beginning to reopen, and that's got to be pretty exciting, huh?
Yes, it is. You had Randy on air a couple of days ago, and I think he gave you a recap on our COVID-19 plan, what we're going to do for our employees, and what we anticipate is going to happen with the public coming into our buildings to conduct normal business. So
yeah.
I'm glad to see that. And I have a message for our residents or whoever, with City Hall being open, and we've had virtual meetings, but the public is always encouraged to attend, to ask questions, offer us comments or whatever. That's never been denied, and I'm glad at least we're open, and maybe they're going to come forward more than they have, in the past.
Well, you've certainly got that nice new meeting room where you hold city council meetings. It seems a shame they just got that open and then had to close things down for a few months.
Well, things happen from time to time, but, we move on.
We move on, and there's still other business to attend to. So what's on the horizon for Marysville for the second half of 2020?
Well, first off, our last meeting in May, pursuant to city charter, we did adopt a budget, a balanced budget. However, subject to a review, maybe sometime November or December. And the reason for that being is we have to take a look at, and I'm going to say diminished revenue sharing from the state, as well as diminished monies for major road projects. So we need to close out this fiscal year, June the 30th. And as we all know, some projects were delayed, although we were ready to start. However, circumstances being as they were, we had to delay their start, or they were in process and couldn't be worked on or whatnot. So we have a lot of those up and going now, like 4th Street, 6th Street, Constitution, the Dog Park on River Road, and a few other things, one of which was like a minor item, but it was a major item for our rec center about the sound in the rec area or the gathering area that now has been done. And that building, for all practical purposes, the only thing left to do is, let's say in a five-year plan, is just maintain it as it is now. All the improvements we wanted are now completed, and we move on, throughout the city for other projects. The SC4 soccer field, if you go by Morton Park, wow, you see a lot of dirt being moved around and everything, mm-hmm. but that project is in full swing. Other things that have come back to life, and I hope we have more and more vendors coming as time moves on our Friday farmers market down by the river, which could have been but didn't. It started in May and runs through October, and I believe last Friday was the last day that last Friday was the first day that the farmers market, opened. And I hope mm-hmm. vendors continue to come, and of course the public, also show up. That's I think, a nice thing for our community. It's right on the waterfront, sure. You know. Just a great venue.
Yep, absolutely. How big of a hit, Wayne, do you expect the budget to take given the coronavirus? Is that going to have a major financial impact on Marysville?
Well, like I say, the biggest impact is going to be any revenues that we received in the past from the state. Revenue sharing being a top one, and of course, what is called Act 51 monies, which is monies that go to major roads, improvement, reconstruction, and things of that nature. In terms of us, our particular, you know, finances, the caution is we do have, you know, a fund balance. However, we have had to, moving forward, hit that fund balance, and the question becomes is how deep we have to cut into that balance moving forward. That's going to be, you know, the major questions. It was pointed out to us, and we all knew that this was coming. We have to take a look at our revenue sources, which are, you know, local governments. Basically, you're talking about taxes. We have to take a look at how we can manage and what new revenue sources that we have. So, you know, quite frankly, we're going to probably in the future here, look for millages, either for roads or for public safety. So, I mean, that's in the future, but it's going to have to be there. We took a hit, all cities took a hit with the recessionary times, you know, back in 2008 and moving forward. And if my memory serves me correct, we're still not to the level in terms of our tax base to those times. We've been fortunate, and I say very fortunate, that we've been able to maintain our millage rate of 16.11 mils for the last six, you know, 7 years. But again, moving forward, that's going to be kind of tough, and we're going to really have to sit down. And, you know, the bottom line is that no money, services are going to have to be cut. And, of course, without the services, that means we're going to have to cut bodies also. Hopefully, yeah, we don't get to that point, and we just manage our money correctly. We can do a lot, but we're also going to have to go to the voters, I believe, and ask them for some help.
Certainly a concern that municipalities all across Michigan, across the country, for that matter, are having in the wake of the coronavirus. We're talking with the mayor of Marysville, Wayne Pyden, this morning. Mayor Pyden, in Port Huron, the city council this week approved an ordinance, not an ordinance, but a resolution that declares racism a public health threat. I wonder if Marysville, which, you know, had race was an issue in last year's election. It made national news, an unfortunate incident of a comment made by a candidate who withdrew her nomination as a council candidate, although she did still get votes in the general election. Is City Council in Marysville looking at addressing race in any way, shape, or form?
I'm glad you asked that question. We received copies from Kevin Watkins, and they were copies of the resolutions that were adopted in the city of Port Huron, you know, this past Monday night, I believe. The mm-hmm. first one is denouncing, of course, you know, the acts that led to the death of George Floyd. I think that that's, how can I say this politely, a no-brainer. I mean, that should be denounced. Acts like that are unwarranted, inappropriate, and I believe that we in Marysville will be looking at it in the same fashion. It's not to be tolerated. And I think I had mentioned after the Pledge of Allegiance, you know, last Monday night, you know, sending our condolences to the family of George Floyd as senseless. And hopefully we will take up that particular resolution. Now, the resolution on the public health issue, I think we have to take a look, and there may be some discussion on it, but I think that's another straightforward matter. I do think what goes through my mind initially, this is just my thoughts on it, is that if you take a look at the definition of public health, what we're talking about is, you know, a racism in that particular context, inequalities between maybe the races and even, you know, in the workplace and things of this nature. In terms of public health, I believe the definition of public health as it has evolved within our country has always included that. But I think where it has failed is that we have never brought to light that, hey, look, you know, it's been on the books for years, but nobody's doing a darn thing about it. Now, there should be something, you know, brought about it. And as I understand, the Port Huron resolution was simply to bring up things you can do locally and things that our state legislature, you know, should be looking at. And I think it's very pronounced when you... have a resolution like that, and I'm sure all communities, including you know, cities and villages here in St. Clair County, as well as the county, will be looking at these matters, you know, very, very shortly. So I think it was a good thing. I think moving forward, it has to be, you know, it has to be noticed. And it's unfortunate, like in our community, when we had the forum on council candidates, we had an individual that had a point of view, which I think in this day and age shouldn't exist. But we're in America, and sometimes free speech is not, you know, appropriate. And her particular opinion was really, really inappropriate. And I think, if anything, the diversity committee that came about after that under the leadership of then Mayor Damon is moving forward. I myself have got to get involved in that. I haven't, only because I'm questioning in my own mind. Nobody's really asked, hey, are you going to get involved with this committee or not? And I think it for me personally, it's necessary, you know, for me to get involved. And Marysville's a great community, and I would like to see us encompass, you know, everyone, you know, white, black, pink, purple, whatever. I mean, our community is there for everyone. I think we have a lot to offer, and everybody should have that opportunity.
And like you said, the sun always shines in Marysville, so it shines for everybody.
It does. And, you know, Paul, it's unfortunate, but, you know, it reminds me of back in the 60s when we were protesting against the war, and it took time. But a lot of the protest and things that came out of issues that came out of that movement, you know, have changed society. But race relations, we've got to hit that head on. We just have to hit that head on. And I don't have the answer. all I can say is that it's unfortunate for the great society that we are to still be, you know, debating something that to me was settled over 100 years ago and why it's taken so damn long, you know, to make the changes that we don't have to talk about it. We can talk about maybe the better things in life, not we've got to do this because this is happening and this because this is happening. I think that, you know, that should have been decided long, long time ago. And it really brings the question in my mind is that, why do we have these people that are around and around and around and around, especially, you know, in Congress, that this has been, you know, talked about for years, and it still, we're still talking about it. It's time that we honestly sit down and come up with some answers and come up with some resolve and, you know, move forward.
Yeah. Yeah, this may be the time for that, for sure. It's a complicated issue, indeed. Mayor Pyton, we always appreciate your time. Thank you for joining us this morning. Enjoy your day in Marysville, and we will talk again very soon.
Okay, sir. You have a great day now, and thank you.
All right.